Hi, I'm Maeve. I'm on crew 41, and we have been painting the outside of Sherry's house, and we built her a deck with stairs.
Yes. She got bonus stairs. There weren't supposed to be stairs. She kept changing her project. So, Maeve, you don't really go to Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in our youth group. You don't really know a lot of these kids that I threw you in a van with necessarily right. to come to West Virginia. How did we get to know each other? Talk a little bit about that.
So I started doing Sunday night suppers when I needed service hours for school, and I had done it before at St. Paul and St. Luke's. And so my mom texted you and asked you if I could come, and then I started coming every week, and you can't get rid of me now.
Forever. You can never leave us. You can't go to college.
Right.
You need to be with us forever.
It's my forever job.
It's your forever job for no money. Thank you so much.
Volunteer job.
So you knew I was going on this mission trip, and you have friends going on like other service trips and stuff, and you decided to come on a trip with some strangers.
Yeah.
How's it been?
It's been great. I knew Eli, and I knew of Molly, so it wasn't completely, and I also had you, so it wasn't like completely strangers, and I don't really think that was the part I was nervous about, so I think it's been great.
Awesome. What was the part you were nervous about?
Maybe the shower situation and the food, and that was it, but it's been fine.
Awesome.
I'm just a little dirtier than normal.
That sounds about right for a mission trip. So you weren't nervous about the work at all, like trying new things?
No, I don't really think I thought about that. I feel like I assumed I was going to be on a painting site. I don't know why. And then I got lucky.
Yeah.
And got on a painting site. So I've been painting the past week.
Yeah, you have. So you're one of our older students on the trip. You're one of our upperclassmen. What's it been like being on a trip? We've got six middle school kids. You didn't know any of our middle school kids, I don't think, before you came on the trip. What's it been like, and do you feel like you're like a leader at all for them?
I feel old. I don't know if leader is the word. I don't know if I take that role, but it's been great. I've never been around this many middle schoolers not being a middle schooler. I don't really know any, so they don't really feel like middle schoolers to me. The boys, yes. The girls know. I just feel like I kind of have to be a babysitter for the boys, which is fine.
So. That's kind of like being a leader.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Volunteer job again.
Right,
so
right.
That's my life goal, just being a volunteer.
That's awesome. How do you feel like these projects are helping our resident?
Sherry personally was telling me today how she was so excited that her house looked different. And I even think, even though it was like a new coat of paint, it looks nicer because we scraped the old paint off, and I think she'll just be happy and love looking at her house more. So
I think so too.
I think she's happy about that.
And she, like, her grandpa bought that land and bought that
so it's
house.
Like
she's so
thing.
Tied. I don't think she'll ever leave that land and that house.
Yeah.
And now she can be like a little more proud to be there.
Yeah.
I like that. What are some of like the hard parts of a mission trip?
I think the hard parts are when you're possibly thrown in a group and not, I feel like everyone gets along, but everyone is raised differently and everyone has different morals and everyone acts differently around different people that they're not used to growing up with. And I think it's hard being surrounded by people that you're not used to and being surrounded by people who act differently than you, and you want to say things, but then you don't know what to say. So I think that's definitely hard when there's a difference.
Yeah, I think that's true. Do you think there's anything that like God might teach us through any of that? Like, are there ways that we're practicing, I don't know, patience or humility or like forgiveness in any of those interactions?
I think I'm a very patient person. No.
Are you?
No, I meant I'm not a very patient person. And I think it...
You said that so confidently, and I was
and
like,
I'm not.
Are you?
No. I think I'm not a very patient person, and I think it has taught me to be patient. And also, I think I'm someone who's very worried about like what other people think about me, and I was just thinking about that earlier. I don't think that I've necessarily thought about that with the people on our work site, because I'm more worried about like ways people are acting and like they should be thinking about what other people are thinking about them, because it's not good.
Right. Right. So. Yeah, that's true. What lessons or what like things from this trip do you want to like still be true or stick with you once you're back home?
I think I definitely have learned a lot of patience, and I feel like that would be nice. And I also learned, I think, I have a very short temper, and I think I can get mad at people often. Not mad, just upset when things don't go my way. And I think that I've learned to tame that a little bit, so I think that's good.
I think that's good too. Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that can go wrong and not go our way or according to plan on a trip like this with 200 kids from a bunch of different places, 18 different places. And so learning to work with people who are different than us and not be as easy to like anger is something that can definitely serve us back at home.
Yeah.
Okay, what is something from this trip that you experienced that makes you grateful for something back home?
I feel like I never really thought about this at home, but I'm grateful for the access to personal hygiene that I have, such as not having to wait for a shower and things like that. And I feel like
hot water.
Yeah, I never really thought about that, but I am grateful for that. And I'm grateful for the fact that I'm capable of doing things like painting my house and everything, because Sherry was explaining to me that it's just not something that she can do or afford to get done, which is something that I can do. Not that my house needs to be painted, but like if I ever needed to, I'm capable of painting my house right now. So
that's right.
I'm grateful for that.
Do you have anything else you want to tell the folks back home? Any final thoughts? Anything you would say to somebody who like might be considering going on a trip but not sure they want to?
I think you should, because I was very excited about coming, and then I think the week before I got very nervous, but I'm glad I came because it's like a whole different experience that I would have never been exposed to if I didn't come, and I'm glad I had that experience. So you should come.
Perfect. Thank you for talking with us.
Thanks for talking with me.